The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Really struggle with this, just being honest. Hopefully we're always honest, but like, I don't know the exact appropriate tone to hit these days. Like, maybe you don't either on social media or talking about, like, I don't know.
What level of seriousness? Yeah. Can you be playful?
Right.
Where are we?
People losing their jobs,
people
in difficult times, people getting sick, there's mm-hmm. people working overtime. Mm-hmm. But I do know this. I don't know how exactly to do all that. I never really do, honestly. But I know that joy should be in the mix here. Mm-hmm. I know it is here on the show, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's in the mix for you, too. And I don't mean it like inappropriate laughter or something. That's not it. Although there's going to be a lot of laughter too on this show. I mean it like joy as a persistent sense of well-being. So I hope you can hear that we're kind of borrowing against that or like drawing from that, mm-hmm, I should say. Mm-hmm. Like, hopefully you can hear that. Better yet, I hope not just hearing joy, I hope you're experiencing it. Maybe it's helpful if you get really frustrated with everybody around. Like, there's a lot of people judging other people and then judging people for not judging people and not judging for judging and whatever.
The judging of not judging.
Right.
Yeah.
All of that. It's all of that, all sides, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's helpful to think, you know, most people really are trying to do the best they can based on what they got, based on what they're exposed to, based on what their life experience is like. Like, people really are in a battle and they're trying.
But that's some slack.
Yeah, most people really are. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's not real evil in the world and that mm-hmm. they're not even wrong. I'm not mm-hmm. even saying that. But there's Jesus on the cross, right? And I'm like, it's pretty obvious there's something horrible going on there mm-hmm. for an innocent man. And he's saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So if he can grant them grace, can I do more of that just in my walking around life? Can I do that? Yeah, Mother's Day coming up. Do not forget about Mother's Day.
Yeah. Now, are you ready to be a grandfather?
Okay. Yes.
We had a friend that was talking about he just newly became a grandfather, and he brought it up to you.
I
saw a twinkle in your eye.
I'm amped.
Okay.
I'm amped. But my daughter just got married,
yes.
and she's not expecting.
Right.
But, like, yeah, absolutely.
You were expecting the expectation.
She's like, how long should we wait? What's the optimal? It's a very thoughtful question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5 years, 7 years, mm-hmm. like what do you recommend? She actually brought that up with us.
Okay, like, and you said?
Right now. Like what's the
Let's get it going.
I got books to read to people.
Oh yeah.
I just need more little people around
tell,
here.
Yeah,
I got stuff
sing,
left over, toys put away, Legos and stuff that I'm ready to get back out. Maybe religion has beaten you up a lot. It has. For a lot of people, it's been misused. It's been used like a stick sometimes, a power play, just like everything else in the world. Mm. We can use it as a stick, beat people up with it. I did see something that makes me sad, though, and it's a famous author, and she was saying, well, I didn't leave religion. Religion left me when it got political and when it this and that. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. But what about Jesus? Where's he in this?
Yeah.
Like, is God still the authority? Who's the king? Because mm-hmm. we can talk politics or religion all you want, but who is Jesus really? It always comes back down to that. It makes me sad because I'm like, maybe you never knew him.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that as a, you failed. It's just like it makes me sad that maybe you never knew him. You never knew this king. So what happened?
I saw a huge, huge snake on my walk today.
Yeah.
And I was interested in my own reaction because I've been very open about my fear of birds.
Yeah.
I see a snake and I'm like, oh, well, you look at that. Now, other people were running or scurrying around.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey. Huh. And I thought to myself, if this was a hummingbird, just a small, tiny bird.
Yeah, because you're a bird thing.
Yeah.
It's also true, maybe just with all the stuff that's been going on the last few months, that we're all just kind of like, huh. All right.
What is that, a python?
Yeah, now you're getting
the
headlines about these hornets.
Yeah, right. Murder hornets, yeah.
Why not? Of course, murder hornets, of course. Ooh, haven't done this in a while. Brant's three things.
No, you haven't.
Giant
Yay.
Fanfare for it. Three things that I think are really encouraging, hopefully for moms.
Oh, good.
With Mother's Day coming up. So, yeah. I'll wait for this. No,
I'm
not going to wait for this fanfare to be over. It goes on forever. All right, so number one. Hopefully this is encouraging. Remember, Mom, you are an artist. Mm. I'm serious about that. I was studying, don't ask me why or who cares, but how Michelangelo and people of his time got the marble out of the mountains near Florence and they get it all the way down and then he'd chisel out. I mean, it could take years. Mm-hmm. He'd be up in there in a cave trying to get the marble out. Mm-hmm. But that's nothing compared to what you're doing. I mean, he's making a statue of David or whatever, and it takes years and years, but it didn't take as long as it takes to do what you're doing. And you got to be able to have the end goal in mind. He had a picture in his head of what this is going to look like. You have to have that same end goal, that child, that problem, that whatever you're going through, all that stuff, but keep focused on the end. You are an artist. You have to visualize what's happening here, and you're an artist in the most important possible work of art. Here's a second one, a reminder for you. Apparently, it's our culture's job to make you suspect that you're supposed to be able to do everything at once. I don't know why they decided this, but you can't.
And you don't have to accept that.
You don't have to accept it. No one can be everything at once. All of these roles simultaneously succeeding at everything. Nobody can do this. So take a deep breath and be thankful for what you are right now, the season that you're in, which will pass. By the way, that's why I call it a season. Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Even if your deep breath is interrupted by, you know, someone running up and crying about something, it's okay. That's the season you're in. What you're doing is so incredibly important, and it's enough. Thank you to Fellowship Home Loans for sponsoring our podcast. Their phone number, if you're interested in refinancing your house or buying a house or whatever, they're awesome to talk to. Mike and Brian. Talk to Mike or Brian. They're great. Anyway, phone number is 800-804-SAVE if you're interested. Moms need some encouragement big time. So Brant's three things today. We're doing three hopefully encouraging reminders for moms. How about this reminder? Because a lot of moms, from my experience, suffer from this residual deep down guilt all the time. They're not doing enough of this, enough of that. They're not doing enough of this. Mm-hmm. It's just one thing after another. Mm-hmm. Please know God's not mad at you. Really, no, he's not looking at you as a failure. You've got that residual guilt thing going on maybe, but maybe it's my kids aren't turning out like I'd hoped, or maybe they're grown up and they didn't turn out like maybe I thought they were going to or whatever. God's not seeing you as an employee and giving you an evaluation like that. He loves you. He's on your side. He loves your kids too. They have free will. And he's on your side rooting for you. He's not mad at you. So do you see in all of this, like all the reaction on all sides of all the debates that's going on with coronavirus and quarantine, all that stuff, do you see how people really are trying to be good people? Mm-hmm. Like virtue signaling too. Like, yeah. I'm really trying to do the right thing. We're all internally battling these scales. We want to be a good person. Mm-hmm. So I'm being a good person. You're not being a good enough person. Yeah. I'm so good that I'm calling out the fact that you're not so good.
Right.
This is how we all work. It's called moral bargaining, by the way, too. If we feel like we have a deficit in some area, at least we can be hypervigilant about this.
Oh, that's very interesting. Are we doing that consciously or subconsciously?
Subconsciously. But people do it all the time. They've proven that. Mm. You also notice how Jesus puts an end to all that? I mean, he should. How he does it? Like, he's telling us all, look, none of you win on the moral scale thing. None of you. So you can give that up. Nobody's good. You need me. And now you can be truly free. It says here, people are now watching 3 hours a day of Netflix.
Wow, that's a lot.
Subscribers are? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it struck me as really high. I'm like, mm-hmm. You guys getting all this time? I want some of it. But all that said, they need more programming. All of these streaming services.
Sure.
My theory is that we're each of us, including you, as you're listening, you're going to have your own show at some point.
It's inevitable.
We're all going to have a show.
Yes.
In The Truth About Us, my book, if that gets made into a movie,
yes.
Who do you want to be you in it?
Oh, wow. Do I have to start thinking about this?
Yeah, maybe
this?
It'll be streamed on
Netflix
or Prime.
I'm a huge fan of Regina King.
I was going to say actress. Viola Davis, even though she's older than you.
Yeah, Viola Davis is fantastic.
But she
actress.
Could play younger.
Yes, she can.
I think she could do it.
Okay, so you're going
to... You choose.
Okay, Regina King is who I would like to... You?
I was thinking it needs to be somebody in between Hugh Jackman... And okay. Mr. Bean, because I think I capture.
Do we currently have
vibe.
An actor that inhabits that space?
No, I don't know. That's what I mean. That's their challenge to find somebody smack in between, because that'll be me. A note from Abigail. I love this from Abigail. She says, she says, I love how you're thanking people in different and overlooked jobs, especially right now. I want to add thanks to all of those in food production. In an effort to keep the shelves stocked, these people are working long hours to try and get orders filled, she said, which is really nice. I saw this thing about how 9 out of 10 people were farmers in America, like at the time of the revolution, and then it's like half by mid-1800s, and now it's like 1 out of 100.
Right.
And of course, we're not just talking about farmers, we're talking about people who work at meatpacking plants, all across the board, everybody involved in production and transportation, but it's still, we're kind of separated from all that, most of us, so we don't think about it. But please, if you're in this chain anywhere, if nothing else comes from this, and there are some other good things that have come from this, but if nothing else, like our awareness is heightened now about how important you are. Every day that you're going to work, we're so glad you're doing that. Every day, thank you. A lot of people come to me and they're like, Brant, do you have any tips to how to socialize in a suave manner that you have the smoothness? And I'm like, yeah. And that's
the manner that you have, they say.
And so I'm like, yeah, I'll show you how. And I bring tips to people. So here's a social tip.
Okay.
And it's hard because normally we'll role play like a social situation, but now people aren't really doing the little gatherings.
That is right.
So this will have to be on like a Zoom meeting. Okay, so imagine.
This is what we're going to role play.
Yeah, imagine there's like 16 people in a Zoom meeting. Okay. Everybody's in there. Everybody's muted.
Of course.
Of course. So I'll have to unmute myself first. But let's say you're the boss and then you like say, Happy Mother's Day, everybody, let's get to work or whatever.
Okay, so I'm the boss.
Yeah, I have to make sure you unmute yourself first. Okay, and then you go.
But no, okay.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, glad to have you here.
A Russian peasant once gave birth. Oh, way to go. Say something about, say something about Mother's Day.
No, Brant.
Sorry,
Brant, you can't.
Go ahead, just.
Okay. Looking towards the weekend, hoping all of you have a happy Mother's Day.
A Russian peasant once gave birth to 69 children. That's a world record. And that's true. And then everybody hears the information.
It's like, awful.
He's got information. It's very interesting. Fascinating.
You want to interrupt your boss with a Russian peasant fact?
From the 18th century, she gave birth to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. And I'm not making this up.
All right.
That is amazing. And so,
what will happen to the person who brings that up? What can they expect in return?
A promotion, for starters. Lots of respect.
Okay.
What's up? Hey. Out here on Dilemma Street. Where's the music?
You really ought to have that ready before
What's
we
up?
Jump up here. Okay, great.
We're out here on Dilemma Street. Yeah, I'm just jumping rope with the fellas.
What?
Out here,
we're
doing double dutch and stuff.
Oh, no.
No, we're not.
No, that is not okay.
Okay, it's not all right.
I will not be on Dilemma Street.
Okay, we're out here playing.
Double dutching.
Playing some jacks.
No,
nope, not doing that either.
No, just sit.
Just sitting
on the stoop.
Sitting on the stoop. That's what I'm doing out here. Tell you what I'm not doing. That's playing any kind of
jumping.
I'm not playing jacks.
Wait, good.
Tell you what.
Okay, I can't hang out
cool
on that street.
All that. Anyway, we got a question here from, let's change her name to Deandra.
Hey, that's nice. That's my cousin's name.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. All right.
Yeah, that's Faye's name.
Anyway, Brant. I just finished your reading. Well, can I am going to read exactly what she wrote. I just finished reading your great book, Unoffendable.
That's nice.
Fist bump right here from me to you.
Good.
Thanks. The book has changed so many things. I can see I need to implement in my life. Thank you. I do have a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is kind of a dilemma, kind of not, but I just kind of wanted to be on Dilemma Street, so we'll put it in this. She said, I don't see anywhere in your book where you address abusive situations. I'm pretty sure you don't intend for people in harmful, abusive situations to remain there. I'm a person who was once abused. I'm no longer in that situation, and I am forgiving my abusers. That is what Jesus did for me, and that is what I know he expects me to do. Please let me be assured you do not expect people to remain in abusive situations. I think for anyone reading your book who has a background like mine would love to know that it's not okay to just stay in a physically threatening situation.
Yeah.
Thanks, Deandra. Yeah, Deandra, totally. No way would I want somebody to stay in an abusive situation. No. And I'm glad you realized that's not what I was talking about at all. I guess I should have had a caveat in there because that comes up a lot.
Yeah, I think because our idea of forgiveness, I think we think, okay, you're forgiven for doing that. Now let's move on. And that's not...
Act like it never happened.
Yeah, act like it never happened. Act like you're not who you are. And that's really not what you're saying. Mm-mm. You're saying, based on what Christ did for me, I have to give you the same grace he's given me. Now, I don't have to continue in a relationship with you. That's not part of forgiveness.
Right.
I don't have to, and I've had to have, I mean, we both come from backgrounds where, you know, there's been stuff. And with my own father, I had to, and I've been honest about this, forgive and love, but say, but the relationship cannot continue.
There's a distance here.
Yes.
That is not ideal, but it's what has to happen now in light of reality.
But it is not a distance of animosity or anger.
Yeah,
I have
it's
forgiven.
Not of anger. Yes. That's just it. And I love how she says she's forgiving her abusers.
Yes.
Like, yes, you have to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is too big of a river to cross for a lot of people. They're just like, you're telling me I have to forgive this person? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I am. But that's a matter of your heart.
Yes.
And in light of what God has done for you, and allow God to judge that person.
Yes. And whatever, and I've said this too, and I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it is how it is. Anything that they need beyond that is between them and God. And so once I forgive and God has worked on my heart and that closure has come and I don't have that anger, that burning animosity, that seething resentment is gone, and then that's that. And I can say, I love you. Mm-hmm. Now, if they still need to work some stuff out, what about that they have to do the same. I say, take that to Calvary like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me.
Yeah.
That has to actually go to Calvary.
You know, as you're praying for them, you probably will have to get to a point where you can forgive them.
Yes, that is. Oh,
but
absolutely.
As you're doing that, it's like other people can come alongside.
Yes.
This person, I'm not the only person in the universe that God can use.
That
I'm
is
not
right.
the savior of the planet.
That like, is right.
He can send other people into this person's life. Yes, he cares about this person. Yes, all of that. But it's not just about me.
That's right.
So that can be a really healthy place to be. And it really is healthy to let go of the anger, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll kill you.
Yep.
We're just looking at another list of stress reactions and what cortisol does. Like, even that sustained anger will cause massive weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
Not kidding.
No, yes.
It's just so healthy
in
so many ways. Once again, Jesus is the best life coach ever. He's much more than that, obviously, but like, he is the smartest human who ever walked the planet, as well as being God himself. Like, we can listen to how he said to live, and he's telling us to forgive. But yeah, that doesn't mean we have to stay in an abusive relationship at all. So yeah, anyway, this has been Dilemma Street.
Oh.
And we're not professional counselors.
If you look at the boulevard right in front of you, you'll see that's the intersection there.
Yeah, that's right. And if you want to see a professional counselor, you just walk down there and
make
take a
left.
Right or left or whatever.
And where are they going?
Well, they can go to faithfulcounselingonline.com if you're interested. It's like $60 or $70 a month, and you get an ongoing counseling relationship with a top-notch Christian counselor.
That's great.
Yeah,
actually, a lot cheaper than in person.
Yes, we like to have a place for you to go if you need something like that. So anyway, it's faithfulcounselingonline.com if you're interested.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.